Listen.
I'm gonna take a recess.
Dang.
I'll have a ruling when I get there. Cause otherwise I'm gonna curse you out.
Is she gonna do a mistrial?
They're about to listen.
It's giving. She might grant the mistrial.
Listen. Listen.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true.
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Eyelashes look good.
Thanks. I'm gonna have. I need this on mute, but like up, because I need to know when she. I think she. There's a high chance
it's
that this
giving
trial could be. It could be a mistrial.
Today's the day.
Because the problem is, okay,
she's fed up.
Yeah, and she just started.
Remember, who is the she?
This the judge.
Oh.
This is the second judge. This judge came in July.
Oh.
And what happened is she. I said you could find the tweet. She had fresh patience. Everybody else is sick of love because we've been doing it for 140 days.
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen her lie. We've seen her hide stuff. We've seen her try to get stuff in late. And every time, it's been fine. It's been fine. This lady comes in and all the attorneys are like, judge, help us.
Please.
And she's like, well, it's a new judge in town. And I'm telling you now, I don't have the patience. So get it together. And love's like, yes, of course. Yes.
Oh, no.
And so ever since she's come in, it's been every day there's something. Every day. And then this morning, Whitaker came in like, yo, she's supposed to send the witness list, okay, for the next, supposed to tell the defense, here are the witnesses coming next week. You're supposed to send it on Friday. She sends it on Sunday at 6 p.m.
Oh, girl.
Mind you, they didn't have court Thursday, didn't have court Friday because of the storm. Why are you sending it on Sunday at 6 p.m.? And then she's trying to get evidence from 2015 that she never showed the defense.
Oh my God.
So they're like, hey, you didn't give us this.
Yeah.
And she's like, well,
So wait though, is it purposeful or is it unorganized or is it both?
I think two things can be true.
And so both of those things.
Both of them. I think that she is wildly unorganized.
Mm.
Here's the thing about a speedy trial. Okay. Mm. You
they
have a right
exist.
To one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when the prosecutors get an indictment, they've gone to the grand jury, they put across their evidence, and then the grand jury says, yes, this is enough. You should charge those people. If the defendant who you are claiming did a crime files for a speedy trial, you have to do it within a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
They weren't ready.
Oh.
Brian Steele, Thug's attorney, said speedy trial, speedy trial. So now they're scrambling because they were not ready.
Why is no one ready?
Exactly. And so that's why I say it's unorganized, because she is literally, as she said, putting it together as she goes. But because she knows that, she also be hiding stuff. She also be like, hey, don't show them, don't tell them. I'm just going to lie a little bit and see if I can fix it later. And we've seen it for 140 days.
Dang.
We've seen it. It is purposeful. It is willful. It is intentional. And it is a disgrace because these men are not getting a fair trial. And that is it's unfair.
Yeah.
Dang. If they did it, prove they did it the right way. It pisses me off. And then we can get started. But let me say this last thing. It pisses me off because that is a black woman. And what I always want to do is rep for anybody who looks like me. Always. That's always my heart and what I want. This woman be making it. I be like, girl.
She making it hard.
Go be a white man.
I know.
You can't be looking like us acting like this.
I know.
I want criminals off the street too. I want you to convict them the right way. You are scamming. It's so upsetting. I'm so mad.
Yeah, do something, John.
Do something. Somebody get somebody.
He is, but she about to call a mistrial. It's given she's upset. When she said, I don't want to malign the prosecutor in front of me. I want you all to know that she did by saying that.
Listen.
She literally did.
You can be completely unaware. You felt everything she was.
Absolutely.
You understood.
The silence was loud.
Absolutely.
I don't want to say what I want to say. Well, you said it.
Girl.
You should have just said
it. I need a break.
Because we heard you say it. Yeah, and then she walked off.
And then she just got
up. Why was she down like this? I couldn't tell if she was frustrated.
She got frustrated. She sweated her judge.
That's what it looked like. That's what it looked like. I couldn't tell if she was grabbing a pen. She got in, she got in a chair and did this.
She threw her pen. She said.
Like, you know, judges are people, but I kind of feel like they should, she should have been able to keep it together. But when you, you know, you're frustrated, you're like, girl, just, I don't.
When you, she's sick of her.
So I'm going to sit here and watch you lie to my face.
She That's is what sick I'm of her. Do. She is a liar. That woman be lying.
Dang.
Jesus.
Well, keep all that up in there, girl.
Amen.
Good. So for those of you, tell the people what you just watched. So the people okay. that don't know.
If you are unaware. Okay. The YSL trial is a mess. It continues to be a mess. If you watched last week's episode, you heard me go off on how much it's a mess. And this is why I can't let it go. Because every time I want to let it go, this stuff happens. Okay? Uh-huh. Every single time. So what's happening is that the prosecutor's a liar. That's essentially it. So even if you haven't watched any part of it, if you, I'm going to make a recap. Okay? There was actually,
you got to.
Yeah. You know what? This is the problem, too. Because there's actually...
Just save some of your energy recap has the energy. Okay. No, I'm saying you could do it now, yes. But you know, once you get it out, sometimes it's hard to recreate.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Okay, great. So say it. I'm just saying...
Yeah. There is something you can do as an attorney when you are trying to put forth information or evidence, right? What it sounds like, I have to catch up, but what it sounds like is that Love, they objected, the defense attorney said, this is hearsay. She's trying to put in information that is hearsay. And Love's response to that objection is, I'm not submitting it for the truth. I'm submitting it for another purpose, essentially. And so when you do that, sometimes it can be admitted. As an example, if somebody, if I text you and I said, oh my gosh, he killed her. And then you said, well, let's go get him.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to have that submitted, they could object because it's coming from me. That would be hearsay.
Yeah.
But if she's saying, I really just want to get at what you, how you responded to that, it. Then that would be submitting it for the truth thereof. But it sounds like
she actually was trying to backdoor the truth. Part
once they got
that's
once
what the man said
once
too.
The judge said yes it can come in, then she was like yeah but remember how they said that he killed her.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're actually trying to get it in for the truth and now you're a liar,
right?
And that's not the first time she's done that.
Yeah.
And that's not the first time she's done a lot of things. So
that man said, I agree with you, judge, and I just want to say correct. I agree, correct.
Okay.
Oh, she's back. Yeah. Go back.
Can we do this?
Go for it.
If you're in the my Patreon, this
I
is what we
deny
do.
Deny the motion for mistrial. It's not as if,
denied.
The state couldn't have gotten the testimony.
I'm
in
surprised.
An appropriate way, anyway. It's not like the testimony itself is that big of a deal.
She's pissed though.
But I am going to. I'm going to exclude that statement and just tell the jury to disregard the statement and any testimony that had anything to do with the statement. So let's get Mr. Sprinkle back. Did you want to put anything on the record, or are you just getting ready for the jury?
I'd like to put just a matter before the record for the court.
All right.
Okay, we don't have
Your
to.
Honor, this is from United States versus
okay.
Roberts.
Brian
I can't
Steele.
Believe she didn't do a mistrial. But based off everything that's happened, even if it's not for this single solitary thing, why couldn't that be like the straw that broke the camel's back?
Yeah, you know,
I guess, go ahead.
Ashley Merchant, who is a great attorney, is what I will say, who seems to be very, very educated and informed about the law and like very smart. She said that she believes that, because there's been many grounds for a mistrial at this point, but she believes that the judge has not granted a mistrial because the state, the prosecutor, is actually losing. And so here's why that's good, right? If we grant a mistrial, they get a do-over. They get to
Got
do it.
It
again. Unless it's like a mistrial with prejudice or something like that, which has to, that's a pretty high bar, which some could argue has been met. But if they continue this trial with it going as bad as it has been, at the end, if it's not guilty, there is no redo.
Right.
You don't get to retry. Yeah. Yes, they've spent these years in jail, which sucks. But at the end of it, we get to say not guilty and be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so she believes, which I think is a good point, that she is trying to will this thing to the end and leave it in the hands of the jury because they're probably going to say not guilty. She just needed a minute.
Because she
probably
was going to cuss that girl out.
Yeah, she was. And to weigh the options.
Yeah, right.
Like, Okay,
I'm sure
but
there is a judge group chat.
Oh. Oh.
And all they do is, I'm finna cuss this woman out.
Oh, man.
And someone else is there saying, don't.
Don't.
It's gonna be okay.
Yes.
Just take a deep breath.
Ride it out.
You ride it out, girl. You almost to the end.
Yes. I interviewed a juror last week, a guy who served on a murder trial.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what he said made me think about this trial because he was like, anytime there's holes, we're sitting there like, that. Are you, there's a hole here. So you draw your own conclusion.
Yeah.
And so he was like, that's all like, you understand what's going on even when you don't understand what's going on. But then he also was like, there was so much stuff that we forgot or didn't know, or I'm taking notes and it don't make.
It's drinking from a water hose.
And
when
it's
it's nonstop.
And his trial was 2 days.
Are you serious?
And he was like, it was
so much.
This trial has been going on for almost a year.
Yeah, half a year at least.
November of last year. We are
tomorrow. I thought you said 104. Oh, because it's business days, not calendar days.
Yes.
Got you.
November of and holidays and all of that. But November of last year, and tomorrow's October.
Sure enough.
And this is witness testimony. They don't remember the first witness.
Oh, no.
They don't remember the third or the 45th.
And they're not watching you, and they're not watching your videos for
I mean, they're not supposed to, but, you know, one would imagine that you've come across. He was even talking about how hard it is to not be scrolling and all of a sudden hit something, especially when it's big news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, this trial is the bane of my existence, as I've said before, but always a big moment. 20 minutes in, do you want to do an intro?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Mel.
We're real life sisters. We get on this podcast every single week. In the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the YSL trial. Hopefully, you're watching I'm Not a Lawyer, But on the TikTok.
Watch it.
And the YouTube, and actually on Instagram as well.
Yes.
She got Nehemiah up there. Yes. Is he still doing it?
Yes,
he is. I love it. Our nephew be posting for her. His name's Nehemiah. Anyways, we're real life sisters. We get on the podcast every single week, talk about what the heck we want to talk about. And that was YSL as an intro.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to add that happened over the weekend? Why is Makai in the hospital?
Because her face is, I don't know. She always got, it's always something with that girl. It's always something.
She has such sensitive skin.
So sensitive. We finally took her to the, and I was not going to do anything because it seemed like it was healing, but then like more bumps would come. And so I was like, okay, well at this point, and then like a day or two ago, there was bumps on her ear. So I'm like, okay, I need somebody to look at this. But then Greg gonna say that she finally said, I mean, the doctor said, looks like they're healing. Girl, what's causing them?
Yeah, but I almost think it might be worth you guys actually doing like an allergy test.
I agree. At first, I really was focused on that very early on. And they said she was too young, essentially, because she wasn't even one yet when I was trying to do it. But now that she's almost three, I need to have it done. It's going to suck.
What is so stupid is for them to tell. Like, I understand saying we can take this, but know that it's preliminary and things could change.
Yeah.
But if she's having reactions to things.
Everything.
I should know what they are, even if she's not having a reaction and I want this done, fine. Say there's really no point. She's not having a reaction to something. Really, she's too young. A lot of things can change. But no, she's actually having reactions to things. I should know what those things cause her, the irritation.
Yeah. My hesitancy and why I haven't been as adamant about it. I actually preferred it when she was a baby because she was a baby. But now she's three and like y'all are just going to give her a bunch of shots of stuff and it's going to determine the reaction.
Will.
Like, I have issues with that. But I mean, we need to. But I'm like, is there another way?
See if there's another way. There's probably not, though.
No, my understanding is that they're going to give her a bunch of shots and see how she reacts. And that girl is her. So
they got to do something because she's too sensitive.
She is so sensitive. The other thing, though, this is the one thing I did want to say. I went to the movies because McKinley got invited to the movies with her friends. And she was very excited. She asked me to iron her clothes in preparation of.
That's adorable.
Can you iron my jeans to see some movie about a robot? I don't remember the name of it.
I have no idea.
Okay. I am not a movie person, and going on this trip, okay, to the movies, I was in my head, I was like, well, I'll just sit outside. But then it was like other moms and stuff. So I was like, well, then I'm going to be weird. So like, I have to go inside. So I was like doing my processing of like, why don't you really like the movies? And so it, yes, it's Wild Robot. That's the name of it.
Oh.
My dislike for the movies originally stemmed from when there was that shooting in the theater.
Same.
And I was like, well, I'm never going back again. Because why would I want to be...
We're the generation of trauma.
In darkness with a bunch of strangers.
There's and don't a lot be at the seats. Top. You don't can't be. Really get out good.
And then it's like the one door at the very bottom yep. right that says exit.
Yep.
And the other one, it's like the most inconvenient places for exits.
Yes.
And there's two.
Aisles here. So you actually have to come down the you stairs have, and then get and then, to the yeah. exit.
There's no like easy way.
No, there's no quick way.
Like, this is a terrible idea. So I was like, I don't, it didn't start off as I don't like the movies. It was I don't like the idea of going to the movie theater.
Yeah.
Because what? And so I have since gone, since I have realized, oh, I don't, this makes me anxious. And so when I have gone since, because movies are an hour and a half, I'm never able to focus on the movie. I'm just staring at the door.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the whole time my body is like, man, this is taking a really long time. Why can't they just get to it? What happens? What happens? What happens? Let's get to it. And you know, movies want to have intro.
Oh, yeah. Previews.
And then they want to get... And, but then the story is you got to build to the climax.
You sure do.
There's always fighting or action or like... high points of drama.
They got to tell the story, though.
Yeah, well, speed this up. And then there's some long, drawn-out conclusion. People fall in love. Things are happy. It's, like, long.
It's a whole to-do.
And the whole time, I'm like...
I want to leave.
I want to get out of here. And so I think that at some point, that morphed into me believing and feeling like movies take too long. Like, get to it. Yeah. And I like about TV shows is that there is typically, even when there's a cliffhanger, you can have some sort of like general resolution. You know where you started and where you ended in a good 30 to 45 minutes. I don't have 180. I just don't have it. And so I don't like the movies. I don't like the movie theater and I don't like movies. I like TV shows. That are short.
I don't know
sweet,
why I thought
to the
would,
point.
I, for some reason, I thought you were going to end this story being like, and then I went and I realized it's not.
Girl,
that bad.
No.
It reinforced everything.
Listen, I was, and then it was 3D.
Oh, I hate 3D movies.
I was like, I'm going to watch this movie blurry. I'm not putting these things on my face. Do y'all even clean them? Who has touched all these? It's
I
a
hate
box.
3D movies.
It's a box of glasses.
They didn't give it to you still in the sleeve?
No, it was empty. It was open. It was a box of glasses.
They should have given you a new one in the sleeve, man.
I watched the whole thing blurry. But what would happen is I would be staring and then, like, something would happen. And I would be like, you don't even know what's going on, do you? No, sure don't. Like, I was so zoned out because I'm just thinking, like, I'm in the theater. This is so long. Oh, my God. At the end, they were like, oh, my gosh, did you guys cry? And I was like, what part was that? When did the sadness hit? I'm so sorry. When did y'all cry? There was a crying moment. Ooh. Oh, well, McKinley said she had a ball. I'm happy she did. Greg's on movie duty going forward. It won't be me.
Hilarious. That's all. The boys love the movies. I can never not go to the movies.
Yes, you guys are a family
of
moviegoers.
A movie family. I never put on the glasses, but that's just because they irritate my eyes when I put them on. But they should have given you new ones. No. But my favorite part about the movies, and by favorite part, I mean the part that I absolutely hate, but I always enjoy it, though. It's like a thing for my family as well. Did the Nicole Kidman, did you guys go to an AMC?
I think it was an AMC.
Did Nicole Kidman come out?
Come out?
Well, you know, during the preview part, before the movie starts, Nicole Kidman comes out and she clicks the lights and she sits down and it's like, theater. The life of dreams, or whatever she says. Yes, actually, and her pants are like my shirt. It's like a gray pinstripe suit situation she has on, and she's like walking up the stairs, and it's like very cinematic.
Oh, I missed it. Wow, I missed it. I missed it.
It is the literal best part of the movie.
Well,
like I have to come in time to watch Nicole Kidman.
Uh-uh.
Like it's the best part. Like, It's so good. No. If it, like, I absolutely hate it. I think it's entirely too long. I think it's so dramatic and, like, super cinematic for what it is. And I love it.
Oh.
It's the best.
I went out so many times. Maybe it was the time I went out, because I would be like, oh my gosh, is your popcorn empty? Do you need more? Oh my gosh, do you have a drink? Let me go get you a drink. Who wants candy? Candy over here. I'm going to go get some candy. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, what happens to your glasses? Let me go find some more in this big old theater. Hey, did you guys know next movie, next door is another movie? Like, I was trying to find reasons to leave. It is not it is not an enjoyable experience for me. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I don't think I ever will. I don't even watch movies at home. I'd be like, turn this off. That's Greg's thing. He's a movie person. And I'd be like, turn it off.
Oh,
anyway, that's all. That's my long story short.
I don't have a long story short. We did nothing last
week. You went to Atlanta in the storm.
That seemed like so long ago. I forgot.
Y'all went.
I completely forgot that I went to my first. You write about it. I actually have something for you that okay. I want you to try, but I don't have it with me. So
that's fine.
I meant to bring it, but I'm gonna make sure to bring it the next time I see y'all. Courtney and I went to Atlanta. Brown Sugar Babe had a celebration, essentially, of like all of their. Brown Sugar Babe is a black woman owned fragrance oil company.
Hello.
And she's doing it.
I love
okay?
it. Okay. That's the ones you gave me. I like it.
Yes. Yes. And in fact, anytime anybody comes to my house, I'm like, you want some oils?
Because you have all of them.
I literally, and they gave us more. Over the
they gave you more?
Yes.
Oh.
They gave me so much stuff. Yes. I have so much stuff. That's why when people are always on my Instagram, like, what do you do when you guys don't like stuff? I give it away.
Oh.
Anytime somebody comes to my house, there's clothes you can have, there's shoes you can have, there's oils.
Yes.
There's some jewelry. There is something you can have, I assure you. Like, I end up doing a lot of giveaways. Or not a lot of giveaways. I end up giving a lot of stuff. When my mom comes.
Oh, man. This woman racks up.
She takes everything.
Everything.
Like, she takes everything. So, anyway, it was really great. Really great, fun event. It was my first time, like, going to an influencer-style event like that.
Yeah.
So, that was really neat. And, yeah, it was... I had a great time. Really, really great time. We did not get stuck in the storm, though. But we were there during Hurricane Helene. Helen.
I think it's Helene. I've been saying Helen, but I think it's Helene.
I think it's Helene too. Mm-hmm. I actually do think it's Helene. She came and dropped in and caused our flight to be delayed, but it was delayed once, and then we got on that plane and got on up out of there.
That was so, Delta.
Shona.
Won't Delta do it every time?
Well, my thing is, Delta will also play you in Atlanta specifically, though.
That's true.
Atlanta.
Because they at home. They be
that's
like,
why I feel right. like if Delta says you can fly out of Atlanta, you're safe to fly. Because one thing Delta will do in Atlanta is cancel your flight. Without a shadow of a doubt, they will cancel your flight. So they sent us an email the night before and said, hey, girls, so listen, out of an abundance of caution, what we're going to do is delay your flight.
Oh, already.
It was the night before. So what we finna do is just go ahead and delay this, and we'll circle back in the morning and let y'all know what's going to happen. But the time came around, we got on the flight and got on up out of there.
That's
and
nice.
So that was great. I didn't have no problems. My dad...
Oh, did you see Daddy?
No.
Oh.
They were in Florida.
Oh, that's right. I called him and I said, hey, how y'all doing with the storm? He said, we in Florida. First of all, the storm is there too.
Exactly.
But also, why are you there?
Yes. So I said, Daddy, I'm going to be in Atlanta. Where y'all? We're in Florida. Okay, well, first of all, there's a storm coming. So why are y'all in Florida? So then I was like, oh, so are you guys going to leave? Because the storm is coming. There's a storm out. Oh, yes. And it's moving to Florida.
Yes.
So I said, are y'all going to leave? He said, no, I'm going to delay. We're going to leave the day after.
He told me, too. He was delaying it. I said, what?
I said, Daddy.
Get home.
That's what I said, do you know the storm is going to be in Florida? You should get out of Florida. No, we're going to stay an extra day. Why would you do that?
Listen.
Please leave. He said, you know the roads. I didn't realize they drove.
Listen, we had the same experience.
So he was like, you know the roads are bad. I said, the drive from your hotel to the airport's got to be no more than 30 minutes. Bear the roads and get on the airplane and get on up out of there. So the day after, I said, I just want to make sure y'all made it, like everything's fine. He said, yeah, you know, we got at the road at this time. I said, y'all drove?
Drove, girl.
He said, yes. I said, oh.
Drove.
That's why you wanted to wait, child. I had no idea.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have been driving either. You should. They shouldn't have they been in Florida.
Left, instead of delaying their stay a day, they should have left a day earlier and came back to Atlanta. That's not what they did.
What they wanted.
Yeah. So anyway, my crit cut, Steph. I need
crit
to stop.
Cut?
Yes, my crit cut. Steph came and somebody DM'd me and said, it's cricket.
Oh, my
and I said,
gosh.
Oh, baby, you missed the joke.
You missed it.
You missed the joke.
Relax.
I was like, oh, I realize when people don't understand who I am as a person, it's sometimes hard to understand my humor. And I realize there are people in the world that just mispronounce stuff. But y'all, usually I just be being funny. Yes. What I find to be humorous. But people just be trying to correct you all the time. Like, girl, just everybody take a chill pill.
Everybody.
Okay, just everybody relax. But all my stuff came. I got 3 boxes. So whenever you're ready to have the party, at my house to put it together, I'm available and
can't
ready.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm sure. So I'm very excited about that. And that's it. That's all. MFG is happening. That was the other thing. I put the MFG on my Instagram just to be funny. That wasn't the actual logo that I had made, but people were like, "That looks like a or an MFG stamp for manufacturer." But somebody was like, "That looks like a corporate logo because it is." I just Googled MFG.
And took it off.
I literally just screenshot
Google
it.
Images.
Yeah, it was just a Google. Like, you could find that right now. Just Google MFG and I'm sure it'll pop up.
But now we all know what it stands for.
But now we all know. But Courtney says she can make a monogram.
For motherfucking goose, bitch.
So we're going to make a monogram. And I'm going to put the elf thing with our names. Did I show you it?
No.
I didn't show you?
I don't remember.
Oh, let me show you.
Why are you looking up Tom Cruise?
Because I needed to know his ex-wife's name that does the thing who's Nicole Kidman. I don't know her. I don't know her name. I just know she was married to Tom Cruise.
That's funny.
This.
Oh, that's cute.
And so on the other side, I'm thinking about putting Christmas 24 like this. And then maybe doing an MFG on the bottom.
I see. What are those? Those are ornaments? Oh, for cups?
You guys want to see it?
Oh, my gosh.
You guys want to see it? It's very exciting to me. I didn't make this up. You can get this on, like, literally on Canva. I just Googled it. Can I make it big?
Canva should allow you to buy products and, like, do drop.
You can buy this.
Okay.
Apparently, you can buy this mug through Canva.
That was brilliant.
Yeah. My problem is I wanted to personalize it.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, it's as I saw you doing this, I'm like, that's
I thought it was too. Canva, they also I think because of Etsy, you can buy their templates now. And I was like, y'all are behind the eight ball because I go to Etsy for it these days. Like, someone else do the work, design work, and then I just buy it. That's what I did for the vow renewal invitations and low key, even the invitation I'm doing for the Winter Wonderland. But can you guys see that?
You can actually.
So it's an elf. And then through the middle of the elf is my name.
Oh, my gosh.
And everybody's mug is going to have their name. And then on the back, it's going to say this.
That's actually the better angle is how you just had it turned. How did you just do?
I don't know because
you did like that.
Oh.
You can see it better.
Okay. So I'll leave it like that. So can you guys, so should I go back to this one?
Oh.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah, it is cute.
And everyone's going to get that. And so I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited. And that's all I want to tell you guys. I'm very excited. You guys have no idea. Like, oh my God, I'm very excited.
Hilarious.
Okay, that's it. That's all?
Yeah, I just want to add one more thing because I looked at my phone. I want you to know that Greg texted me and said that he didn't pay the bill.
I'm about to choke. Did they already look at Micaiah?
He said, this shit's ridiculous paying that much money for 5 minutes.
Well, actually, I agree with him, though.
Okay,
they
but welcome
should've pretended
to healthcare, sir. This is how it works.
But they should have did something.
He gonna go to jail.
No, it'll just affect your credit. He won't go to jail. And medical bills, those are forgivable. Everybody has tons of medical bills, student loans. They're all forgivable.
How do you just be like, yeah, I'm not, uh-uh.
No, they're all forgivable. No one cares about that.
He says send it to him itemized.
And they should, because they'll charge you for turning on the light switch.
They will. That's just
and
hilarious.
And I'm not mad at it. Itemize it, Greg. Get it itemized for him not to go through it, though.
Exactly.
Because everything's going to be coded. It's not going to be like, I turned the light switch on.
Although I have called, because they go to the same doctor, I have called these same people, their billing department, and they have more than, what's the opposite of doubled? Lessened? Halfway doubled?
Halved.
Halved. I'm like, how do you say this backwards? They have more than halved a bill before.
Oh, shut
Cut
up.
Cut in half. Yeah. For me, when I've asked, when I've been like, I don't understand what this is for.
Oh, well, Greg is the winner. He's
yeah,
the
but
smart
telling
one.
The, I didn't do it this way. I didn't say at the thing when I
So
I,
what they end up doing, giving you a credit? When they
no,
have
I hadn't bill? Paid the bill.
Well, that's the same what Greg did. He just hadn't paid the bill.
I guess that's right. But I never had to tell nobody I wasn't going to pay it. I never had to say that.
The thing about Greg is, you know, he probably got pleasure. Please ask me to pay this bill so I can tell
before
you.
Before he left, hey, what's the total? So she probably is like, well, hold on.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready to give you the total. Now I'm not going to pay it. Well, you asked, sir.
That's exactly what happened. Excuse me, can you tell me how much this costs so I can tell you I'm not going to pay
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Hi, just what is my total? And I want you to give me the cents,
figure
too.
Figure it out right now.
I bet you I won't pay it.
I'm not paying that.
Send it to me. I itemize at my house.
What we was going to do, sir. Have a good day. Just be in there disruptive. Anyway.
All right, let's go. You want to do Pop the Trunk? Or you want to do some TV first?
Let's do some TV first because I actually need to pull some Pop the Trunks.
Okay.
So I want to say that a lot of people said that we needed to watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
I got that too.
So I decided to start with, it's on season 4 or 5 or something.
Oh, it's fairly new?
Something, yes. But I think maybe it's on season 5, but they only have 2 episodes. So I was like, well, let me go to season 4. Maybe that'll be enough information. The trailer intro before this episode starts for episode 1 of season 4, I said, girl, what is happening?
Who's
I was, I don't know none of
it.
These people. But it was enough for me to say, I should go back to season 1 because I need to understand everything about this show because these women are crazy. So I'd like to start with one of the women is married to her granddaddy, her step granddaddy.
I think I remember hearing this.
Listen, okay.
Wait, she is married to, are they still together? Or did they get divorced?
No, I'm on season 1.
Oh, okay,
keep going. She said that her grandmama, before she died, she said she kind of put it in her will. I don't know how you do anything. This. It's either in the will or it's not in the will. But the grandmama had houses and they have a church and they got businesses. They rich. She got a lot of money. So the grandmama said that I want you to have all of my things, granddaughter, including my husband. So you need to marry him and be with him and be the first lady of this church. And so this is grandmother to granddaughter. There's a mama in there. Okay.
Oh, and she skipped the mama.
She skipped the mama. So the granddaughter now. Don't talk to her mama because the mama wanted all the goods and didn't get the goods. Because she gave it to the granddaughter. A mess. So she's like, I don't speak to my mom because greed. She wanted everything. But for some reason, my grandmother wanted me to have everything, including her husband. So the man's name is Robert Sr. And they have a son now whose name is Robert Jr.
For some reason, in my mind, I wanted to believe that they were just married, but they didn't like.
No, so they were asking her about the wedding night. And she's like, oh, my gosh. Like, thankfully, I was on my cycle and I just kept saying it for a long time. Like, still on my cycle. And so he's all asking like, hey, you still on your cycle? And I'm just like, yep, sorry. For like a month. I just sorry. I said, girls, shut up. I don't want to know nothing else about your life.
Hold on.
What's the
before
age
the mom, before, yes. And before the grandmother died.
Yes.
How long were they married where he understood her to be his granddaughter?
I don't even know. Because this whole show is a mess.
You're about to throw up.
Yes. I don't know. It's, the grandmama is the baby. Yes. Hold on. Real Housewives. Of Salt Lake City.
Is it Mary Cosby?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Mary. The black one.
Oh, man.
Yes.
A show full of white people and this is the black woman story?
Mind you, they said, well, how many houses do y'all have? And she was like, I never counted. There's the one in New York. There's the one in Salt Lake. There's the one in Florida. There's the one here. There, like, it was like 7 or 8 homes, first of all. They also, like I said, have this church. She's the first lady. They have...
Who is going to the church where y'all, where the pastor and the first lady were once granddaughter girl, and grandfather?
Girl.
I don't want to sit up under you and hear nothing the Lord nothing. Has to say.
I don't understand.
Because how you don't hear him saying, that's disgusting.
And then, so they're out a little event because that's what the Real Housewives franchise does is put they people at dinner and then be like, argue. So that's what happened. And the one of the white women is like, she's a grandpa effer. Like, and so the other women are like, even if it's true, that's just rude to say. And I'm like, Loki, it's the truth. What are we talking about here? Are we upset at the truth? Because, and she's like, some people don't even know he's my step grandfather. He's not my real, like, there's no blood. Girl, what are we talking about here? What are we talking about?
I mean,
everybody stop.
Why do you want a pat on the back that it's not incest? This is still disgusting.
It says they've been married for 25 years.
They're still married today.
Yeah.
Listen.
That means she got with him. She's only 51. That means they've been together since she was 25 years old. 25, 26 years old.
Oh, yeah. Does it say how old he is?
I haven't gotten there.
I don't know how old he is, but I am like, this show is so ridiculous.
That's a
so ridiculous
power dynamic as well.
Yes. I don't even know. He just he just seems gross to me.
Yeah, it is. Because if she was 25, 26, that means even if he was married to her grandmother for 10 years, that's she was 15.
How old is he?
It's a 20-year age difference.
20 years.
Yeah.
20
so he's
years.
Like 70 if she's 50.
This is disgusting. And this is what is happening on this show.
It only takes for him to have been married to her grandmother for 5, max 6 years for her to have been a underage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And now you've turned around and the relationship was that of a grandfather.
Grandfather.
And you've married her.
Disgusting. Oh, it's so gross.
My stomach is turning.
It's disgusting. Disgusting. That's what they're doing over in Salt Lake. So I don't know which one of y'all people told us to watch that, but I don't know what's wrong with you, because why are you watching that? Also, I'm like on season 2 now.
Oh, you've caught up.
I gotta get to season 5, but I'm on season 2. The other thing is, this is always a thing on these Real Housewives shows. Always. Every single, actually, all reality shows, there's always a thing when one person remembers another person, and that person has no idea who they were.
Oh, it's always
like, oh my gosh, remember we went to high school together?
And it's such mean girl activity.
It's like, I don't remember her in high school. We never. I don't know what crew she was with, but she wasn't with the pink girls. Girl, it's so stupid. So that happened, of course, because it always happens. Hold on, I had more notes.
They said you can find it on Peacock.
Oh, I've been watching on Hulu, but the other thing is, there's this woman who loves to call herself a brown girl. I mean, every 2 seconds, well, I'm a brown girl, and I would imagine Salt Lake City is not filled with
tons of brown people.
Tons of brown folks. So I guess.
Is it this girl? Is it Angie?
No, she's new. She's not on there. It's this one. It's this Jen lady.
Oh, girl.
Jen Shah. I don't know what her background is. She's married to a black man who's a coach for something. And this Jen Shah lady is on my nerves. And I can't wait to see. She's in jail.
I was about to say, this says criminal status imprisoned.
I'm not a lawyer, but she's in
jail. Is she the one for, like, taxes?
What's she doing?
What's she get like? Fraud.
It's giving fraud. I'm on season 1 and it's giving what is her story?
What is her story?
So she is
wire fraud.
Wire fraud.
That's federal.
She was scamming old people. She now frauded she's the senior.
Now she's that Netflix movie.
Listen, this lady, okay, is married, like I said, to this black guy. He's a coach.
Are they both in prison?
Is he in jail too, or it was just her?
No, his don't say criminal status in prison. Hers said criminal status imprisoned. He don't
it's
have
just
that line.
Her. Yeah, okay. It seemed like. She, first of all, has so many anger issues. She's always mad at everybody, and she like pops off. She's like, she threw a glass on the, they was at Top Golf. Girl, why are you throwing throw balls, not glasses at Top Golf, okay, honey? What are you doing? She be yelling at them folks. She be all in their face. She is not a happy person. But then she is a flaunter, which sometimes is fine. But if you're frauding people, it's not.
Yeah.
You can't be flaunting your stolen items, honey. So I have to keep, you're going to get to see the FBI come to her house? Okay. I'm in. See, this is what I'm talking about. I already knew.
Apparently, her legal case was I'm not a lawyer, but on this.
I should.
Her legal case was chronicled in the documentary film Housewife.
And the Shaw Shocker.
On Hulu.
I got to watch it. Well, I need to get there first. I don't want no spoilers. Okay. I'm going to have to keep watching the season. And then when I get there, I'm going to have to watch the documentary.
They said season three.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm on season two now, so I can keep watching.
Must be about to rile
and then
up.
I'm about to get to season three.
They said the rest and all of it. I remember seeing stuff about this. I might go in, Mel. I'm going with you.
Do it.
I'm going with you.
Do it. You probably. I don't even know if you need to watch all of season one.
No, I need full backstories.
Okay, well, tap in.
Because it's only four seasons?
They're on five now, but it's like two episodes
of
five.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm going to tap in with you.
This has been crazy.
Salt Lake City.
I didn't know this was happening. I don't know what's hole
happening
in
Utah.
I've been living in. That's what I said. In Utah? And of course, there's all for anything coming out of Utah, there's always this like undertone of religion and Mormonism
and racism.
There's always that going on as well. So there's like one of the couples who is Mormon, but she has a liquor store. And so they're like, is that not in conflict with like Mormonism because y'all can't drink? And she's like, completely separate.
I was gonna say, I think they're fine being alcoholics.
No, they're not supposed to drink.
All the Mormons I see displayed on TV, which I'm not saying is a representation of all the Mormons, but on the TV they do whatever they want to do.
They be drinking. Well, they got a liquor brand, okay, a whole liquor, and then be providing the liquor to the girls.
Child.
There's that, and then there's one other girl who's married to a man who is probably 20 years her senior as well, and she was at the Top Golf on a twerking on a handstand.
Wait, who was
the young girl? That's not grandpa.
Oh,
another girl who's married to a man who's got to be 20 years her senior, and she was twerking, and they were just what is happening? Oh my gosh! So that is happening, and then one couple is separated, divorced, married. I said, what is happening in Utah? Y'all got to get away from the snow in the mountains or something. Y'all get out of the middle of the middle of the country is always bad. You got to get to the outskirts. Get to the coast somewhere.
Get to the coast. Get some water.
This ain't working
for y'all.
Get some
fresh air.
So anyway, that's what I'm so happy, because last week I was complaining saying that I love a release, and I've been so bottled up and focused on these trials that I hadn't got any. I mean, and I still get a little bit of trial, obviously, but it has been nice to be like, this is trash. This is absolute trash. So thank you for the recommendation, but also y'all are trash for watching that.
I'm gonna watch it, because I instead started watching the impeachment docuseries on Hulu, which is about Bill Clinton's impeachment.
Oh, it's on Hulu.
Yes. Okay. It came out a few years ago, and I'm only on episode like 3 or 4. I may be starting 4. I can't quite remember. Anyway, I had to get out because they had barely just met. But you know what's so interesting? I was telling Courtney and Leah this morning that obviously I remember this whole thing. This is a moment in like political history that I can recall.
Yeah.
But because of my age, you don't really
totally
fully understand like everything that was happening. Bill, what did Kanye said? Bush doesn't like black people.
Yes.
Bill Clinton should go down with all the men of the 90s that are going down today.
We like him.
We don't.
We don't like Mm-mm. him. We used to like him.
Yes, because we didn't know. Oh. But the same stuff that's coming out about like Diddy and Russell Simmons, and if there was like an expose, which maybe they won't be because obviously he's the president, well, was the a former president. This man was sexually harassing women as a pattern. As a pattern.
Well.
And not like Monica Lewinsky was one of
many.
And they all look alike.
Oh.
White brunette. White brunette.
Is it Hillary Blunt?
And that's why she keeps getting cheated on.
How? Oh.
He, the little girl, her name is Paula. What it
Jones.
Was? Paula Jones. Thank you. Paula Jones was what the little series starts with.
Okay.
White girl, brunette.
Yeah. They was all interns?
And then she got moved. Oh, no. Actually, I don't know how she's.
Oh, okay.
No, did she get moved? She may have worked with him because it was while he was a governor in Arkansas.
Child.
And when she tried to like, basically she wanted an apology for him.
Uh-huh.
The problem was women, the 90s was the wild, wild west
it
for
was.
Women.
It was. It was.
I mean, it was the wild, wild west. And from the way that they're displaying her on the television screen, she was a little bit airheady.
Oh, okay.
And so public speaking, yes, you know, it went in one ear and out the other. So public speaking and like doing the press conferences and all that, it wasn't her jam. That wasn't what God designed her to do on this here earth. And so going after a major political figure, like you need something. And she wasn't that. Mm. And so they ate this woman alive, just tore her up. Then I don't know time frames because I'm watching it from the TV screen, so I don't know what happened in between. But fast forward, Bill Clinton's in the Oval Office. Monica Lewinsky's in her 20s. This woman was telling everybody,
Monica,
she was having an affair with that man.
Really?
I mean, how was your day today? Well, you know, I watched YSL. Well, I slept with Bill Clinton. Just so you know, I just want everybody to.
Just so we're all clear. It's happening in my bedroom.
This is really good. Mm-hmm. I sucked on Bill Clinton's penis last night as well. Like, I'm still kidding you not. She was telling everybody. The girl, Linda Tripp, who was like the girl who wiretapped everybody, told her the whole story. I mean, was telling her like the girl was writing a book. Okay? And then on this day, we met at this time, and I wore this, and it was a beautiful day outside, and the sun was shining, and he was smelling so good. He was wearing...
CK1.
Like, she was just spilling all the tea, okay? And Linda was like, yes, please tell me more, because you don't know, you finna, I'm finna. She was talking to everybody about everything. The first girl, what did I say her name was? Paula?
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting with the people. They trying to expose Bill Clinton. And so they said, she said, I can draw his penis. And then she sat there on this paper and drew it. And then when she submitted it to them, she said,
Who is she submitting?
She submitted, I think they were, I don't remember if they were like the FBI or if they were like news reporters, but one of the two. And so she submits it and she gives it to them. She says, it takes a real sharp turn. And that's when I said, how many episodes is this? How many episodes is this? Because why do I now know that Bill Clinton's penis has a curve in it? Sharp, apparently. A real sharp turn. I said, what is happening in America politics? This is why America is not a real place.
It's not a real place.
America is not a real place.
No.
I don't understand. What I'm trying to say is Bill Clinton, the guy in the episode I was in, he said he has a pattern of this.
That's
since
crazy.
He was a governor. Again, all I'm telling you is what they said. And if it is true, Bill Clinton need to go down with these folks.
That's a mess.
That are going down.
I believe it though.
R. Kelly, Bill Cosby.
Bill was having freak-offs.
Bill, he was out there making sexual advances at women.
That's crazy.
They said, they asked that, listen, the girl, I feel so bad for her. She was doing a little press conference. And they said she was trying to not to, I think, like I was telling them, I think she was trying to like have some decorum and some respect about it.
Wait, who?
Paula.
Paula.
Yeah, because again, he just met Monica, okay? Mm. Like, yeah, I said, how many episodes is this? I'm on episode 4, and I thought it was going to be faster, and it's not. Y'all give me a lot of backstory, but it was important backstory, but it was a lot of backstory.
Because it was pattern.
Because it was, they were establishing a, and a type, for that matter. A pattern and a type. So anyway, yeah, all allegedly. Allegedly be doing a lot of work in these podcasts. Anyway, the point is, she said, she was like, yeah, I don't want to give details, but like basically he was making a lot of advances to me that I didn't want, and they weren't like warranted, and I didn't request them or whatever. And so they were like, we need details, like what specifically happened. And so the guy was like, I'm just going to say it. It was a reporter. I'm just going to say it. Did Bill Clinton ask you for fellatio? And Paula said, what's fellatio? I said, get down. You got to get down. You need to, you got to get down off the stage right now.
They didn't prep her.
I said, why y'all sent this woman up here to be eating a room full of men?
Oh, my.
And it's in the 90s.
Oh, my.
It's the 90s. Oh. Like, you was a wild time in the 90s.
Hey, excuse me. What's fellatio?
What's fellatio?
I'm going to give you a proper answer.
I said, what? Anyway, the name of the show is Impeachment. It is a mini series, 10 episodes.
10.
And I ain't even halfway though. And it's on, I watched it on Hulu. I could have skid it on over and went to Salt Lake City.
To the grandpa.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch it. It was an FX. You know, FX also did the OJ one.
Oh, yeah.
It's part
of
their American Crime series. Yeah, the OJ one was so, I was fascinated. Me too.
That was good.
Which, I'm not going to lie to you, the YSL trial reminds me about
that trial.
Yes.
That one was like 9 months.
And remember the first day, the prosecutor, he like had a heart attack from all the stress.
I didn't know.
Yes.
I need to do a rewatch of that whole trial so that I can know what happened.
The miniseries is really good. But you get to see.
I watched the show, right? That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. The American Crime Story?
Yeah. No, it was amazing.
And the dude like had a heart attack on like the first day. It was just like a bunch of like, it was chaotic.
Yeah, it was
like a lot of chaos. So anyway, every time you talk about it, I'm like, this is that moment, mm-hmm. you know, for like this generation. But yeah, American Crime Story. I love stuff like that anyway. Yeah. Like give me the behind the scenes tea that I either don't remember or was too young to remember. Like give it to me.
The other thing that I chose to intake last week was the Young Dolph trial, the rapper who was killed. They, unlike YSL, they put together a story in a way that you were like, so y'all did it. It's like very obvious. Okay. They had these people in 4K. Okay. Like live and in action. Like, oh, here you go. But in order before, so they have the video footage of these men. Dolph pulls up to this cookie store, goes inside, and these men pull up. This guy has a massive gun. He's never shot it before because this is him with the gun. Trying to shoot at Dolph, okay? The gun is overtaking him. The other guy gets out and shoots. Now, here's why I'm bringing this up. Because his name is Johnson. I can't remember his first name right now. The guy who's on trial, his name is Johnson. They have the video footage of them in front of the cookie store shooting it up to kill Dolph. They were able to find out where, as they're investigating, they find out where this guy lives. They find out where he went after the shooting at the cookie store, all this stuff. He ends up going to a gas station. Everywhere he goes has footage, security footage. And they start from the day before. They start before Dolph is killed on like the 19th or 21st, something like that. But he's killed, let's call it on a Tuesday at noon. They start on Monday at like 7 o'clock. He has gray sweats. Black shirt, I think. Black sneakers. Okay. This man wore this outfit for like 36 hours leading up to Dolph's death.
That's what's funny.
So they were able to catch him going in and out of his apartment in the lobby. Okay. In the cars. And it's like he wasn't expecting to kill Dolph or kill anybody that day because he had the clothes on for like 36 hours. And then Justin Johnson, that's his name. It's like they were like, yo, we got to go kill him. And he was like, let me throw a mask on. Surely that'll do. Surely y'all won't see it's me.
Surely you won't know it's me.
Because so then the video footage from the cookies is the gray sweats, the black shoes.
No, not with the with my mask on.
And then had the nerve to have a Bass Pro hat on the whole all 36 hours. So a mask, Bass Pro. Shirt. This is same me. Shoes.
No, this is me not being a murderer.
Yes.
This is me as a murderer. Literally. So you don't know who I am.
Absolutely. We have no idea. I mean, it was so stupid. It was so, I said, sir, and he really had the nerve to say, not guilty. That was not me. Are you kidding me? Jurors, that is not guilty. It was the dumbest. That was the dumbest, fastest trial I have ever. It was really silly. So he got guilty, obviously. Obviously. And then immediately the judge is like, life in prison. No. And then you can come back and I'll sentence you for the other two. But for the first degree charge, that's your life. Oh. It was really stupid. Like, I want people to know that there are, outside of there being surveillance, like cameras, right? Like where you live, especially if you're in an apartment complex, okay? Outside of that, there's also cameras in like parking garages, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so outside of that, the cities, a lot of metropolitan cities have cameras around. Like, they just be having cameras to catch y'all dumbasses. So listen.
They do.
Know that, okay? When you're trying to commit a crime, know that. Also, if you paid attention to Eric Adams, don't text about your crimes because that's stupid too. Okay,
not everybody. Melanie, I delete it.
And tell the FBI, listen.
I don't know my
password. I forgot my password, so obvious. Everybody be smarter. We need, instead of America's dumbest criminals, we need smart ones. Be smarter. That's all. That was my random tangent for the day.
Keep all this in here.
A bunch of nothing.
Just dumb. All right, anything else you want to say? We're done here.
That's all.
That's it. That's all. We'll see you guys. Let me make sure that's the truth. We're not being out of town next week. I don't think I am, actually.
Oh, I'm about to say, I ain't got nowhere to be but here.
Actually, I don't either. We'll have to figure out what we're going to do for Columbus Day.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
You are absolutely right. Why does my calendar... It's Apple. Yep. That's exactly why.
Mm-hmm. They don't care.
They don't care. But you're right. It is Indigenous Peoples Day. That's I apologize. That's my fault. And Apple should actually fix it.
They should.
Because who's calling it Columbus Day? Nobody. But we'll figure that out later. All right. Thank you guys so much. We'll see y'all...
When we see y'all.
Next week.
Bye. Oh, we didn't do Pop the Trunk. Next week.